Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. Wisconsin child care centers are having a hard time competing with other opportunities when they try to hire staff. Low wages and no benefits are strikes against them when recruiting. Highly qualified people are needed to take care for vulnerable young children, so the centers can't hire just anyone. The Wisconsin Department of Children and Families is trying to help by offering a $540 stipend to some child care and early education workers if they remain in the field. Incoming Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has appointed one of his assistants to take his place as the head of the State Department of Public Instruction. Carolyn Stanford Taylor will assume the position January 7th when Evers takes his oath of office. He says he has known her for the better part of three decades and is certain she will do an exceptional job. Stanford Taylor will become the first African-American to be superintendent of public instruction in Wisconsin. Sheriff's Department officials say a registered sex offender will be released next week from treatment to live in Forest County. Sheriff John Denny reports 52-year-old James Lawler will be released next Thursday and will reside at 8901 Sand Lake Road in Crandon. Lawler was convicted in 1985, 1992, and 2007 of sexual assaults and sexual exploitation of child charges. The first two cases were in Racine County, and the 2007 conviction was in Langlade County. He was convicted of assault on a 15-year-old girl and on two males, ages 10 and 6. They were also part of other offenses. He was ordered committed in October 2014 for further treatment after his release from prison. At a hearing in December, it was determined Lawler could be released to the community on supervised release. Sheriff Denny reports Lawler will be placed on intensive supervision with a GPS unit and will be required to be on the Wisconsin Sex Offender Registry for life. Two programs to improve reservation access, tournament and league play scoring at the 18-hole Eagle River Municipal Golf Course were approved recently by the City Council. Course manager Patty Marquis gave assurances labor costs will decrease. A website known as T-Snap will maintain reservations, accept online payments for play, and have entry access pads located in the pro shop, restaurant, and course beverage cart. She says T-Snap program will book course play, retail purchases, and collect fees. The program will cost $47 per day for the expected 183-day season, or about $8,600. A second website approved was Golf Genius, tailored for tracking tournament and league play scores. Marquis estimated it would save up to 180 hours of work once done by hand. The council agreed to pay for half of the $3,100 program. And the state Supreme Court has ruled a small southwestern Wisconsin town does not have to take control of a cemetery. A group of people says the one-acre parcel of land next to Wildcat Mountain State Park is where some of their ancestors were buried. There are no headstones or grave markers. The town of Forest failed to take over maintenance of the land, citing uncertain ownership. The High Court decided the petitioners failed to prove the land actually was a cemetery. The weather forecast for this afternoon, there's a winter weather advisory remaining in effect for the Lake Superior snow belt, where 1 to 3 inches of snow are forecast for today. But away from Lake Superior, look for skies to remain cloudy, and temperatures will be dropping to about 18 by dark. Tonight, look for cloudy skies, low around 7 above. Saturday, sunny, high near 18. For Sunday, partly sunny, high near 29. Monday, there's a 40% chance of snow in the afternoon with a high near 28. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.